The Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs took up the junk fees issue Thursday, calling it a growing tactic used by the financial services and rental housing industries to fleece customers. Democratic Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown chairs the committee.
These are surprise, although not that much of a surprise anymore, often last-minute charges that drive up the cost of products, have no justification or connection to anything other than their quest for profits.
Senator Brown said lower listed prices and rents are often advertised to lure customers. And that's, he says, when companies start tacking on the extra costs.
Let's say you're looking for an apartment, you finally find one with affordable rent. But when you get a look at the lease, you realize that between the maintenance fee and the trash fee and the mysterious convenience fee, the actual rent you'll be charged each month is out of your budget now.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed a new rule that would cap credit card late fees at $8. A conservative group is challenging the rule in court. It's estimated the rule would save 45 million Americans $10 billion annually in predatory fees. Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance said the CFPB's rule would have the unintended consequence of limiting low-income people's access to credit.
This proposal will inevitably lead to less credit options for lower-income people. And I wish its advocates would just lean into that and say, yeah, that's exactly what it's going to do. In fact, we think that's a good thing, as opposed to sort of hiding from the fact that it will mean less consumer credit for low-income people.
Santiago Suero with the consumer advocacy group Financial Health Network told the panel that junk fees and hidden fees are disproportionately targeted toward low-income consumers and people of color.
We just did a survey where we found that 40% of all Latinos had paid a junk fee. This is much higher than other groups. 25% of Latinos had paid a credit card late fee, which is also much higher than other groups. So it's widespread. It's disproportionately affecting people who don't have a lot of income.
An analysis released earlier this year by Accountable.us found that rental giants Invitation Homes and AMH made a combined $953 million in profit in 2023. That's a 37% increase from the year before, derived largely from rent hikes and excessive fees. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.